ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We are going to discuss the Nama starting from 31st till the 35th. Five Namas from 31 to 35. So the last Nama that we saw described like Devi's neck is adorned by the Mangalya Sutram or Mangala Sutra, which has been adorned by Sadashiva. So Kamesha Baddha Mangalya Sutra Shobhita Kandara. Kandara, neck, was explained. So next, like, whenever we speak about neck, whenever we are talking about Kandara, the one thing that comes to our mind is like ornaments or abharanas. So like whenever we go for a get together, at least in India, if we go to a get together or like a marriage, a family marriage, like where a lot of people get together, then like you need to just look at people at one place, like you just need to look at their neck, because that's where ornaments start. And parties or festivals are times when people just want to show off the abharanam that they have. One showing that abharanam, or abharanam, they have abharanam, and two, that it suits them well. So that's what comes to our mind. Like whenever we speak about kandara, whenever we speak about neck, that the first thing is necklace or any ornament. So ornaments can be worn any place, like hand or earring, everything. But still, the most valued ornament is a necklace. So neck, after neck, like Hayagriva is explaining about Devi's hands or arms in general. So arms, and in general, like Devi's body itself. So there are two interpretations possible for this particular nama. But why one interpretation? It is that like the arms, after the neck, what comes beyond, below the neck, is arms. So the arms are being described here. So Om Kanakangada Keyura Kamaniya Bhujanvithaye Namaha. So Kanaka Angadam. So Angadam means like Angadam means like generally arms, or like Angam, which give Angam. Angam Dadati iti Angadam. So Angam Dadati, or that which serves as an Angam, as a part, as a component of the body, which is the arm. Arms are like one of the Angadam. So Angadam here means arms. So arms Kanaka Angada. So Kanaka Angadam. So Kanaka Angadam. So Kanakam means gold. So arms are arms have like abharanam. Arms like has abharanam kanakam, made of like gold. Ornaments made of gold. And we can say like we can ideally like I think like maybe have to I'll have to like retrace my words or like say that Kanaka Angadam. So Angadam generally has like, we can say it as arms, but here the meaning would be like Angadam means like ornaments worn in the hand. So like hand ornaments, or like people wear for what to say, war and all, people wear over their hand protection. So similarly, So similarly, like Kanaka Angadam, so that the portion like or the that which covers the arms, that itself is made of Kanakam. And Kamani Bhujhanvitha, Bhujhanvitam. So Bhuja means hands. So Bhujam means hands. So we can say either like the Angadam, we can interpret like, as I said, like in general, there are two interpretations or two translations given here. So one of the one which is in the site is that whose beautiful arms, like beautiful arms means Kamaniya Bhujam. So Kamaniya Bhuja, so whose beautiful, Kamaniya means beautiful, beautiful arms have Kanaka Angadam. So armlets, like which are that which covers the arms. And we can say Keyuram. Keyuram means bangles. All of those are made of Kanakam. So who wears, like whose hand or arms are covered with Kanakam. So like gold ornaments in her hands. So that's one way of interpreting. And interestingly, in the Saubhagya Bhaskaram, Bhaskara Raya gives a different interpretation. So Kanakam Eva Angadam. So he says Kanakam itself, like Angadam or like Angadam. Angadam generally can mean like that which Angam Dadati, what I said. That means part of the body. So part of the body, or like in general we can say arms, or like if we say parts of the body, that's also fine. Any Angam. So Angam, Angam Eva Kanakam. So Kanakam Eva Angam, sorry, that it's a wrong word, a wrong usage that I gave. Kanakam Eva Angam, Kanakam Eva Angam. So Kanakam Eva Angam, the Angam itself is Kanakam. So that means who's like, who doesn't, it's not who wears gold ornaments, but whose body Anga, or whose body parts are Kanakam. It's a beautiful interpretation that he gives, but this speaks about Devi's Bhuja. Bhuja means hands or arms. So Angadam, like if we interpret Angadam as body parts, then we'll have to say that the body parts itself is Kanakam. If we interpret Angadam as like an ornament in the arms or on the arms, then that means gold ornaments, wearing gold ornaments. In short, whose hands or arms are covered in gold. So that means like who is covered by gold. We come to the Vedantic interpretation last. So the next nama is Om. Ratna Graiveya Chinta Kalola Muktanvitayi Namaha. So Om Ratna Graiveya Chinta Kalola Muktanvitayi Namaha. So Ratna, Ratna means gem. So as I said, like the arms, like arms or like the connect, either we can like, take us like of body parts or arms. So the next is like after explaining Mangalya Sutram and then arms, again the main ornament comes, which is a necklace. So Ratna, Ratna Graiveya. So Ratna Graiveya, so that means Ratna, like a gem necklace, like one who adorns a gem necklace. So Mukta Anvita, Anvitam, Anvitam means one who has or one who is wearing. So previously Bhuja Anvita means Bhuja has, Bhuja is bestowed, or like Bhuja is decorated, Bhuja has these, that is the meaning there. So mukta, mukta also means like a chinta kalula mukta. So mukta phalam means like that generally means a we can say like it is a kind of stone, or like at the how do you say, I forgot, like I'm not getting a locket. We can call like mukta phalam means locket, and chinta kalolam means like a very big jewel or ratnam in short. So she who has like a ratnagraiveyam, so that means like who wears a necklace made of ratnas, and it has a locket, which it has a big locket, which is also another ratnam. So that is what is the meaning here. Yeah, the next nama is Om Kameshwara Premaratna Mani Pratipanas Tanyai Namaha. So we'll see the next two namas in together. So the 34th nama is Om Nabhya Alavala Romali Latha Phala Kuchadvayai Namaha. So like after necklace, so the next part or next body part that comes to mind after the necklace are the breasts. So that is what is being explained in the next two shlokas, sorry, next two namas. So the first nama, like the word for breast, there are two words for breast or bosom in Sanskrit. One is tani, stanam, sthanam. So nari sthanabara nabi vesham. So stanam is one of the word, and kucha, kucha dvayi is the word used here. So kucha dvayam, kucha, kucha is also a word for that. So these two shlokas speaks about Devi's breasts, and the purpose or the main, we can say the main or the real purpose of the breasts of Devi is to attract or gain love of Sadashiva. So like union with Sadashiva or attracting Sadashiva is the goal. So that is what is being explained first. So first, the 33rd nama speaks about the purpose of Devi's breast, and 34th nama speak or like describe it with respect to Devi's body. So the first nama is Kameshwara Premaratna Mani Pratipanas Tanyai Namaha. So Kameshwara Prema. So Kameshwara Prema means like love of Kameshwara. So that itself, that is a Ratnamani. So it's a Ratnamani means it is a Ratnam or Ratnamani. So we have to say like it's not just a Ratnam, but it is a gem of jewel. So it's a very Sreshtam, like of Ratnas, among Ratnas Mani, or high among Ratnas. So it is like the peak of Ratnas, we can call. So Ratnamani, the Ratnamani is Kameshwara Prema. So Kameshwara Prema or love of Kameshwara itself is the Ratnamani, and that Ratnamani Pratipana. So Pratipana means like that money is like achieved, or that money is got by Devi through her stanam. So that is the meaning here. So Devi's stanam is used, or is the purpose of Devi's stanam is in order to get the Ratnamani of Kameshwara's prema or love of Kameshwara. So that is the purpose. So how can it be described with respect to Devi's body? So now an ideal woman, or an ideal woman like is supposed to have hair till her waist or below her waist. That's how it's ideally mentioned, or like ancient times that used to be the case. So like if we consider or if we imagine Devi's form, and that Devi's like hair of Devi comes till her or below her waist. So Nabhyala Vala Romali Lata Phala Kuchadvayi. It's So it's a beautiful way of explaining. So phalam, phalam means we know fruit. So lata phalam. So lata means lata doesn't mean a tree. It's not even a plant. So lata means a kind of a small creeper, or like, I don't know how to like translate it. It's like creeper is one of the word that the, one of the site uses. So we can call it creeper, but it's not exactly a plant or something. It's just like one branch or something coming out. So lata phalam, fruit of lata, or fruit of the creeper. Roma li lata, roma. So roma means like hair. So the creeper of hair. Roma li lata phala. So Devi's kuchadvai. Kuchadvai means, kucham means like one. So one breast. Kuchadvai means two breasts. Like, so who's tanam? Ar phalam. Lata phalam. Romali lata phalam. And this romali lata phalam. Nabhya alavala. So nabhya alavala romali lata phala kuchadvai. So nabhi alavala. So the splitting there is nabhi alavala. That means nabhya alavala becomes sandhi. So nabhi alavala. Nabhi means like, we know, nabhi means like from the navel, or navel portion is called nabhi. So alavala means like starting from there, or like beginning from there. So that means like just above, or just beneath her waist, like the hair spreads up, and that hair, or the creeper of hair, romali lata, that starts from the nabi. If like we consider it as a creeper or a kind of plant, then that has two fruits, which is Devi's tanam. So it's very tough to like, again, like Saundarya Lahari, this is very tough to kind of express in words. Like, it is something like which we have to creatively imagine. So like, if we just close our eyes and try to imagine each and every, like lips are red, very red, like Navavidhrama Bimbasri Nekhari Radhanat Chada, and similarly Ashtami Chandra Vibhra Adhalika Stala Shobita Vadana Smaram Angalya Grhatorana Chillika. So if we just like close our eyes and like try to bring that image in our mind, then it will, like, we'll be able to appreciate the poetic usage here. So the last nama for the day, like after Devi's like stanam, so the next part comes like the waist, which has already been spoken. So om lakshya roma lata dharata samunneya madhyamaye namaha. So roma, we know like few words, like we already know. So whenever we are learning new and new namas or shlokas, we should like try to remember the words that we learn. So in a particular shloka or a nama, when we learn the words which come, like we have to know each and every meaning of each and every word, so that when those words are repeated, we immediately can like understand the meaning. So kanakam means, like we know, swarnam. So roma, we learned. Roma, roma means like hair. Latha, latha means, like we already learned that as well, kind of creeper. So roma latha, it's same as romali latha. That means creeper of hair. So creeper of hair, the creeper of hair, and dharatha. Dharatha, dharatha means like, dharatha word meaning here means as a base or something which supports. So romalata dharata, so that which supports romalata, the Devi's like hair, the creeper line of hair, or the lines or strands of hair that come. It's not exactly strand because it's more than that. So hair that comes, so if that hair from Devi's head, like that has a base, then that base, that support. And samunneya, samunneya, and like the roma, which spreads, or which like increases above, like which goes higher. So samunneya, unneya means going higher. Samunneya means higher from this particular place. That means the Romalatha Dharata. Romalatha Dharata means base or support for Romalatha, and Romalatha Samunneyam. Romalatha spreads upwards, goes upwards from this place. What is that? Madhyama. Madhyama means Devi is like waist. So here, like it is, we have to understand that there is a word used called Lakshya. So Lakshya means like intended meaning. So more like this is the intent. So till this shloka, there was never used Lakshya. So here Lakshya means that Devi's waist is so thin. So Devi is so slender that like we cannot really compare it with anything. So comparison with anything is impossible since it is so slender. So since comparisons are impossible, comparison is impossible, therefore Lakshya. So assume, or like the intended way of seeing it is, so Devi's waist is so slender, therefore Lakshya. This is the way it has to be seen, or this is the only way it can be seen. What can be seen? Devi's Madhyama, Devi's waist, as a base, a support for Romalatha, support for the hair falling down, and above which the hair is spreads up. Hair is there, or hair is going up, or increasing, or like diverging into the hair, head, we can say. So that's the only way we can explain. So it's also a fact that an ideal woman is like one whose like waist is so slender, like so slim, so hourglass figure, or that's the normal usage used. So those are things like which we generally hear in movies or among movie stars, but that's not where it has its roots. It's not something which started in the last 10 years or 20 years, like when people are becoming modernized, but it's been there like in the Shastra, in the scriptures. So that's always there. So why does Haigriva have to explain all this? Explain that Devi's waist is Devi is so slim, Devi's waist is beautiful, Devi's tanam, all these, like why does he have to explain it? Devi's lips are red. So all these like are in a way do they directly help us in spirituality as a seeker? Do they really help us? And won't they delude us? Won't they like kind of take us into the wrong direction? So that's one question that can come in any of our minds. So we have to remember that the purpose of these namas, the main or primary purpose of these namas is gaining concentration of the mind, upasana or contemplation. So focus of the mind is what is the purpose of these namas. If we need to gain focus on Devi, then it has to be as descriptive as possible. Not only descriptive, it has to be attractive. It has to be so attractive that we cannot take our eyes away from Devi. So that is the purpose. That is the purpose of these namas. And probably like even in ancient times, like the rishis knew that like people are attracted, people get distracted or attracted, whatever is the right word, to beauty, like in whatever form, like when lipsticks, when a person wears lipstick, when a person wears good ornaments, when a person has like full sternum or breasts, all those things, like a waist is slender, like a slim person. So all those like rishis might have known that, or even at that time, like people used to get attracted to these kind of like physical form. Therefore, it is essential that these are explained, so that rather than getting distracted towards like Aishwarya Rai or Tom Hanks or like Tom Cruise, we get attracted to Devi or Sadashiva either way. So that is the purpose. Look, as Narada says in Narada Bhakti Sutra, is like if we need kama krodha adikam tasminneva karaniyam, we shouldn't have kama krodham, we shouldn't have like attraction and aversion, but in case we are having, oh Ishvara, let it be towards you. So that's one of the aspect of gopi's devotion. So the gopi's devotion, like if we analyze gopi's devotion towards Krishna, they got attracted to Krishna not because they were learned. They got attracted to Krishna because they were attracted by his form, as well as miracles in another way, but they were attracted to the beautiful form of Krishna. So their attraction was not pure. They were impure when they approached Krishna. But the advantage with getting attracted to Krishna, and like rather than getting attracted to Mr. Universe or like Miss Universe and all, is that this attraction towards Ishvara, that will purify us even as it purified the gopis. So if we have attraction, like if we cannot overcome kama krodha, then we should divert, or we should like show it towards Ishvara, so that we will be cleansed. So that is one of the concept that is mentioned in Narada Bhakti Sutra, that if I have, like Harinama Kirtanam also says the same thing. So if I have to see anything, like there is no duality in the world, but if I have to see duality, then let me see everything as you. Let me see everything as Ishvara. So it's always good to not to have kama krodha, but if I am having kama krodha, let me have that towards you. So that is the purpose of this nama. So Kanaka Angada Keyura Kamaniya Bhujanvita. So Kanakam, Devi's body itself is Kanakam, or Kanakam surround Devi's body. So this is one way of telling that one is Devi is not attracted to Kanakam, but Kanakam, like even like hair, like and other things, like we learned, like things go behind Devi. Similarly, even Kanakam. So Kanakam, or like gold, goes behind Devi. The gold gets its value because of its proximity to Devi, which means if we need any wealth, so if we need gold or any wealth, then we just need to worship Devi. So if we remember that Devi's arms or Devi's body itself is Kanakam, then when we seek Devi, we will get all the wealth that is required for sustenance of life. So that is the meaning there. So if we need gold, like if we need wealth, we need to just look upon Devi. Ratna graiveya chinta kalola muktanvita. I can say that also like almost denotes the same thing. So, but like we can also take a beautiful meaning or like interpretation there, that the locket. So the locket is like something which gives more value to the necklace. So if we have a mala, if we have a necklace, it may be like looking good, but if we have a locket, that adds to the value. Similarly, we may have everything in life, but we need to, if we have the locket of Devi's devotion, locket of surrender to Devi, locket of bhakti towards Devi, then the value of life will improve. So how will the value of life improve? Value of life will improve because our life will be filled with anandam rather than temporary happiness which we will be having or we may be having. Our life will become filled with anandam. That is the meaning of this particular nama. So the next two namas which speak about Devi's tanam, so that means that one, like the first nama means, basically it means that Devi and Sadashiva are not two different beings. So Devi like attracts Sadashiva. So Devi attracts Sadashiva using her stanam. So Devi wants like oneness with Sadashiva. So therefore she attracts. So we can like take out a beautiful concept out of it. Like it's a personal concept, so it may not be like something which is valid. But one way to attract a person is by, in a way, like we can say, it's not the right word here, by seducing the person, like that's not the right word, but like offering something that will attract the other person. So this is a very simple concept. Like this is essentially required, like if we have experienced relationships, or like if we have to interact with people, then we will very well know the importance of this. Like if we want to talk with someone, if we want to properly interact, if we want to have a good discussion, if we need attention in a particular concentration, in a particular discussion or with a person, we need to speak what might attract the other person. So Devi uses her stanam to attract Sadashiva. So what can we use to attract Devi? There's only one thing that Devi or Ishvara is a prey of. Like there is only one weakness in Ishvara. Ishvara is Sarvajna, Sarvavyapi and all, but he has one weakness, which is clearly brought out in Ambariksha's story. So the one weakness is Ishvara becomes a dasa to his bhaktas. So bhakti is the stanam. Bhakti is the stanam with which we can attract Sadashiva or Ishvara. So if we need anugraham, so it's also a beautiful like thing here. Like Devi uses her stanam to attract Sadashiva. Sadashivai namaha. Om Sadashivai namaha. Om anugrahadai namaha. If we need anugraham, we need Sadashiva. And that anugraham will like culminate in anandam if we have Devi. So Devi attracts Sadashiva. So that means if we have bhakti towards Devi, then we will gain Sadashiva's love, which means Sadashiva will give his anugraham. When Sadashiva gives his anugraham, we will get anandam. So that is the meaning, like Vedantic interpretation of these two shlokas, these two namas of like Devi's tanam or kucham. It means that like we need to attract Sadashiva, we need to attract Ishvara, we need to get the attention of Ishvara by having bhakti. Bhakti is the only way. Jnanam cannot help us here. So it is surrender or apara bhakti, like paroksha jnanam. Like of course a jnani or a person in the jnana marga doesn't need Ishvara at all, but if we need grace of Ishvara, if we are not capable of like following jnanam, if we really follow jnanam, automatically things will fall in place and we will get the guru. We don't need to attract the guru. But if we need to attract the guru, then there is only one way of doing that, which is bhakti or complete surrender. If we have that, like Amma will automatically help us, Devi will automatically help us, anugraham will follow. So if bhakti is there, anugraham will follow, and anugraham will be succeeded by anandam. So that is the meaning of these two namas. And Devi's madhyama or Devi's waist is like lakshyam. So like it can only be intended. So that also like means that Devi's form is so attractive. So that means like it's a way of concentration. So we can say it's a way of concentration. It helps us in concentrating because Devi's form is so beautiful. Devi's form is very beautiful. We can also say that since like the word lakshya and madhyama comes, so that means we cannot really speak about Brahman. We cannot speak about Devi as Devi's. Om mano vacha magho charai namaha. Devi is beyond mind, like words and thoughts. So we cannot really speak about Devi. We can only lakshyam. We can only hint. We can only like kind of intend at Devi. So that's also the meaning here. So Devi's form is so subtle. So waist is slender, but we can say Devi's form itself is, or Devi's nature is so subtle that we cannot perceive it. It cannot be objectified. We can only intend at it. Here we will see the next few namas in the next day. But like we shouldn't think, or like we shouldn't consider that like beauty or Devi's beauty is being explained so explicitly. So those are ways in which like our attention, like we can will gain focus. So we will be focusing on something only if it is very attractive. Of course, attraction differs from person to person. One person might be attracted to good food, another person might be attracted to good like music, yet another person might be attracted towards like good knowledge or learning. So it differs, but for upasana, for our concentration of the mind, we need a form. So attraction, or getting attracted to the form, is important than any of these aspects. We don't need to think that okay, all these aspects have been they seem a little bit like too explicit. It seems a little bit off the mark. Is it a good work, or is it a work which has sexual references and all? We don't need to think in that way. It is just that these are ways of gaining our attraction. So that is the purpose of these namas and all other namas as well, which we will see in the next few days. Hari Om.